You're listening to the Ace and TJ Show podcast on the Ace and TJ Family.
Hi, welcome to TJ and Jody's house.
Hey, here we are. Another vivacious episode of TJ and Jody's house. Sponsored by Sweet Dreams Mattress and Furniture. Sorry, Sweet Dreams Furniture and Mattress, not Mattress and Furniture. They changed that because everybody knows they're all about mattresses and stuff, but they don't want you, as the kids say, to sleep on the fact that they've got the furniture, and it's so important as well. And they're opening a new location. Is that right, Jody, dear wife of mine? Are they not announcing that yet?
Well, it's already there.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
The one in Denver?
Yeah.
Okay, I was talking about another one.
Oh, I don't.
Oh, we don't know about that. Ooh. Okay, so but anyway, they got locations all over the place. And if I just told something I wasn't supposed to tell, I apologize.
But oh,
you need great furniture for the bedroom, the living room, wherever. Sweet Dreams Furniture and Mattress has it, and they're great people. Mm-hmm. All of our furniture came from Sweet Dreams Mattress and Furniture, and then they changed it to Sweet Dreams Furniture and Mattress. So now we need to go get some other stuff.
It's found me.
From the new name store.
Mm-hmm. Because they have some nice mattresses in there.
Mm-hmm.
Nice, nice.
And I sleep on a Sweet Dreams pillow every night. Mm. Our furniture in the living room. Oh, people love it. Just yeah. Love it.
You even travel with your pillow.
Yeah, I do.
Like a toddler.
And I don't ever let a bellman take it. I'm like, no. I got that.
No, yeah.
I'll watch that. So go to their website, acetj.com/mattress will get you there. There's always something going on. They always have activities at their locations and their delivery team on top of stuff that you wouldn't believe how great they are. Mm-hmm. So Sweet Dreams is at acetj.com/mattress. Sweet Dreams Furniture and Mattress. Sounds like a sweet deal to me. Now, honestly, we're struggling to be here doing the podcast today.
Yes.
Because we're old. We've had a lot going on this weekend. It's raining. Uh-huh. And Jody's just trying to get finished so she can go take a nap.
I just fell asleep waiting on you to set all this up.
Oh, you did?
I was sitting up straight, but I fell asleep.
Okay.
Well, it's cloudy, it's rainy, it's cool out, and I'm tired.
Yeah.
And I'm 92.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, we record these on Sunday, so that's what it may be beautiful by the time you're listening to it. But
sure.
Sunday. And our daughter just left. She was here for the weekend. She just got on the road back to Nashville, a.k.a. Nashville, depending on what part of the country you're from.
So I can worry for the next 6 hours.
Yeah, it seems like you're worried, falling asleep.
Well, I have my phone ready if she calls.
I am so worried.
I am worried.
Yeah. Six and a half hour drive.
Yeah.
The whole thing.
Yep.
So we did a small town adventures Saturday. Mm-hmm. Is that the first one we've done in a couple of weeks or
yeah,
so?
Yeah, we've been gone.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We went to Morganton, North Carolina. And it was great. We've been there before, but when we went to do a small town adventure there a long time ago, it was pretty much when we first started doing them.
Yeah.
It was at the beginning. And we had a driver that, he didn't really know exactly what we had in mind when we were doing. Like, we want to go here, we want to go there. So I'm not saying he was bad. He just, you know. We had one named Mo that did for the most of the time when we would use a driver. Mo would be our driver, and he kind of got it. He knew how the things work. But this guy didn't. So that's when we went to Morganton, and then he would drop us off and go shopping, you know, stuff like that. And so we didn't get to see a lot of it because it was a lot of waiting around, you know, for the car and all that. So we went back and went to the downtown area.
It's cute.
Was it called Downtown or Uptown? Because the place we ate first is called Uptown Wings.
Yeah, but I don't think that I think they call it Downtown.
Okay.
Yeah. It's so cute down there.
Adorable. Mm-hmm. Adorable. Mm-hmm. It wasn't too crowded. Mm-mm. And, I mean, people were driving down the little main street area, and they'd see us walking on the sidewalk and be yelling out at us.
Yeah, it was cute, carrying on, and
some lady left in the middle of cleaning her house to go track us down there.
Yeah, it was fun.
We nice people,
welcoming.
And we went to the Applebee's.
Yeah,
because the ladies
that
worked there said come here, and I'd never been to an Applebee's, so I was like, I didn't even know what it was.
You're so full of it.
I didn't know what it was.
You knew what it was, and he knew what he was going to order before we got there.
That was eating good in the neighborhood.
Yes, he was. Mm-hmm.
Do they still say that?
I don't know. I mean, we used to go all the time when the kids were little. But it was fun. And the people were kind.
Yeah. That was back when we would just throw the kids in and go eat anywhere.
And let's tell, too, that handsome husband Michael made sure to let us know how beautiful the mountains were around Applebee's when we were going in and when we came out.
Yeah.
It sits in a pretty area, actually.
Mm-hmm. It does has a mountain backdrop.
Because you're close to Asheville, but not in Asheville. Yeah.
And how about my little friend Jenny? They're making a big deal out of my new nickname for Michael. They not want me to call him that.
Yeah.
Sweet Mouth Michael.
Oh, yeah.
Sweet Mouth Michael.
That is weird a little bit.
No. Michael sells 18-wheelers, like semis, whatever you call them. They're not 18-wheelers because he doesn't sell the trailer with the tractor part. But there was a guy from a foreign land that was buying a truck from him, and they were negotiating, and he was laughing. And he said, "Oh, Michael, you have a sweet mouth. You have a sweet mouth." And that meant you say the right things, Michael. Yeah. I don't know if I can believe what you're saying, but it sounds good.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
Kind of like, you know, in America, we'd say, "Hey, man, don't give me that BS."
Yeah.
You know? So, Sweet Mouth Michael is a funny name, I think.
Funny.
But is it that y'all don't think that's a good name because it sounds vulgar or
it
something?
It just sounds
in
weird
your vulgar
coming
minds?
From you. No.
Y'all are dirty.
No, it just sounds weird coming from you.
And then I'll show you how twisted and like third grade boys their minds are and what they thought was great yesterday. We went into one little bar that was part of a hotel, and they had these snacks. And this was the snacks. If you're looking on the video, you can see it's it's a company from North Carolina that makes it's called Meemaw's Country Kitchen, and these are called cheese titties.
Why that name?
Well, because it's trying to be funny.
You think?
Yeah.
But would you say that along with Mama?
Yeah, that's the part, the thing about it. I mean,
oh my gosh, that's funny.
You know, there's a restaurant in our little town of Mooresville, North Carolina, that for years and years it was called Uncle Milf's.
Yeah,
remember?
Yeah,
and that was made the same way.
Yeah,
to get
okay.
So they thought this was funny and had to have some cheese titties, Meemaw's cheese titties.
Yeah. I will say, though, it says the proceeds went to feed the hungry.
Yeah, the people who bought it.
I know, that's what I'm saying.
I was hungry, and I ate it.
I know. Did you like them?
No, they were okay. Y'all didn't like them. I thought they were fine.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm just saying, y'all need to grow up. Grow up.
Well, it just sounded weird when the bartender goes, do y'all want some cheese titties? I was like, what?
Meemaw's cheese titties.
Yeah, but that was a pretty pretty place that we were in.
Yeah. Was it what the hotel it was in? Is it Fairfield?
I think so, yeah. Called the Magnolia Room.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty, had a nice patio too.
Yeah,
but it's getting to where I'll never be able to sit on those because it's getting too hot for you and Michael.
We always, if you want to sit out there, we sit out there. And you just see that we just melt into a puddle. But
well,
you don't care. You and that other one.
I care.
I don't care. But not everybody enjoys the small town adventures. We got some rude comments yesterday. People saying that it was boring. And what else did they say? It was like two people.
I think they said it was boring and
don't do it anymore.
Figure out something else.
Yeah.
Well, like, you know what? Don't watch.
Mm-hmm.
I get so tired of people being so ugly. Like, if you think it, okay. But why do you have to say that?
Well,
there's things I don't like, I don't express.
Yeah, but Here, I'm used to it though.
Well, I'm dealing with it for all these years. And but it's rude.
It's just because it
turn it.
Some people just aren't normal. I mean, they don't know how to interact with people, and they think it makes them seem smart. And ooh, I told them off. You know, that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
But
it just makes you seem rude and not nice.
Yeah, well,
and not kind.
And not everybody's going to like it. That's how. But you're saying true. That you don't mind if they don't like it.
I don't care.
You don't have to say.
There's, like I said, not everybody likes everybody, and not everybody likes all things, and that's fine. But you do not have to be so rude and say that.
Well, I mean, I take it like they meant that toward y'all, not me.
Well, it's rude. Whoever they said it to.
Yeah, doesn't affect me. They're not talking about me.
Well, I don't appreciate it.
I know they weren't talking
about
me.
Turn the channel. Watch something else. Do what you got to do. Go outside.
Turn the channel on your social media.
Move your social media.
Turn to a different social media.
Or block us. I don't care, but don't say that.
Now you know what you've done.
What?
You've invited everybody to say that now. We're just going to get bombarded with them. You can probably hear them dinging in like a slot machine right now. Ding, 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 ding.
Well,
ding,
that's
ding,
how
ding,
I'm going to address it. So.
Okay. All right, Grumpopotamus.
I know.
You need a nap. Go take a nap. All right, we got to take a break. We got more coming up on TJ and Jody's house. We're going to wrap up our trip to Indiana that we had. We talked about so much last week.
Seems a million years ago.
Yeah, it does. We got some more birthday news from Jody since her birthday was 3 months ago.
Wow.
It's still happening. All that stuff coming up next.
TJ and Jody's house. Jay and Jody's house.
So, Jody, are you taking a nap when we get through here, or do you count that little bit that you fell asleep earlier as a nap?
I don't know. I'm going to go get under my electric throw blanket. I might doze off.
Yeah, like yesterday, she got up early.
Mm-hmm.
And before we left to go to Small Town Adventures, before she'd start to go get ready, she went and got back in the bed and set her alarm for 10 minutes.
20.
Oh, was it 20?
Uh-huh.
Okay. So, she tired.
I'm so tired.
And this is what I was going to ask you about, because anytime I get up and Jody's already up and I know that she's gotten up early or earlier than normal on Saturdays or whatever, or if she gets up in the night, the first thing that I think of is, oh my God, I must be doing something that woke her up.
No.
I'm really paranoid about it.
No.
So then I asked yesterday if she was up early because I woke her up. Oh, no, no, no. And then later on in the day, she said something about to somebody else that my snore machine was blowing cold air onto her.
But that was in the night. That wasn't while I woke up. Sometimes I in the night, it's like a tornado is blowing me away.
So now, like last night, I kept waking up making sure I was facing the other way. I don't even
Don't worry about it. It's not a big deal. I put the pillow up.
Because I got a new mask a few months ago, a new style of mask that was cheaper than the one that I've been using. And it's got little vent holes at the top of it, like right mm-hmm. here. And that's where that air comes out. And I don't know why that's there, because the other one I used to use didn't have any of that.
Then maybe you should get the more expensive one.
You think it's worth it?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, I got a whole new setup and everything that was a lot cheaper than the than the other one.
I see why.
Yeah, I got the outlet
wind
version.
Tunnel. They'll know whoever's next to you.
Yeah, I bet it is cold too.
It is, and you know I hate that.
Well, why? Who wouldn't love in the middle of the night to have cold air blowing on them out of nowhere?
It's so crazy.
God, you're so touchy.
Mm-hmm.
You're such a diva. High mm-hmm. maintenance.
I know.
God. Uh-huh. Jody.
Oh, well.
Let me check something real quick on the recording. And I have to move this.
You're so professional thing. With your pink
I know. Because we look at that instead of looking at the camera. I just want to make sure everything is working right, because we've had some technical difficulties.
Ooh.
That I don't know about until after it's all over, and then Rob tells me when he goes to put it together. All right, hold on a minute.
No.
Let me put that back
over. Whoops.
All right, we're good. So last weekend was the weekend we were in Indiana for Jody's auntie's funeral slash celebration of life.
Yes.
And it was fine. It was good.
Yeah.
Nobody got up and spoke or anything like that, like I thought would happen. There were just like little groups off to the side from time to time. You'd see groups of her friends get together and make a toast to her.
Yes. And she had, did she not have a ton of friends?
Yeah, she's the party girl. She was your party friend.
Insane how many friends came.
And it was funny because her closest group of friends.
Yeah.
All got together off on the, you know, to the side in one of the rooms, and they were doing a talking about her to themselves and then toasting. And they all had these little rubber wine tumblers
squishy
that they
ones.
Were drinking out of. And that's because everybody in Aunt Neva's life refused to let her drink out of glass because she was so clumsy. She broke so many of their wine glasses, she wouldn't allow it anymore.
Yeah.
Any time she'd go to somebody's house, they would say, no, you're not drinking from a glass, not a wine glass. You're going to get a wine piece of plastic or something.
Even her son, my cousin, pulled out of the cabinet the one glass that she was allowed to drink out of. And it was a green plastic wine glass that you would have like at a pool.
And the same with us. I mean, she's visited us before and broken wine glasses and stuff.
Spilled wine, broke wine. I mean, broke wine glasses. Yeah. That's just her. and then let's talk about, too. So she had at the celebration of life, they had a big basket on the floor that you pointed out to me.
Yeah.
And it was full of her reading glasses because she would lose them, couldn't find them. And so then her son Brandon started just collecting them.
Yeah, this box had about 50 pairs of them in there. No joke. And he said that when they were cleaning out all of her stuff at her house, they had already thrown away probably 100 pairs that they had come across. And then finally they opened another drawer, and there was just a drawer full of them there. And he said, well, okay, well, we're going to do something with these. And he put them out there with all of her stuff in a little display.
Yeah. I don't know that I've ever been to a celebration of life like that, but you know, it was exactly what she would have wanted, because she wouldn't have wanted a sad funeral. It was in a beautiful home of one of her friends downtown. I mean, they had a bartender, they had rooms with food, they had a room with just desserts. I mean, it was, and everybody was sharing stories about her, and some people were crying, some people were laughing. It was exactly what she would have wanted. And it was a beautiful day, too.
Yeah, so it was really nice. And Evansville, Indiana is a nice little town.
Yeah.
Now, there were some people in the hotel. Like, the hotel was full the first night we were there there was a Lynyrd Skynyrd and ZZ Top concert down the street.
Yeah.
And
that was cool.
Yeah. So there were some women standing outside smoking when we first drove up, when we were checking in and all, and they were really friendly. And I think both of them's voices were deeper than mine because, you know, they've been smoking a while.
Yeah.
But they were very nice. They were like, oh, you got a lot of snacks and we're coming to your room.
Yeah.
You know, that kind of thing. Bubbly, fun. When I saw him the next morning at the Continental Breakfast, I was like, hey, how was the concert? And the lady was like, it was good. It was good. I said, well, how did ZZ Top sound without Dusty Hill? That's their bass player that just died recently. She goes, great. They sounded great.
Oh, yeah.
She's like, if you could just shut up.
Yeah.
Stop talking to me because my head's pounding.
Yeah. Well, and I was unloading. I was holding on to the cart while he went and parked the car. And I said something to him. And when he drove off, they looked at me and said, where are you from? They knew I was not from there.
Which is good.
You know, people notice that.
Yeah, they notice that.
I guess I sound foreign to them.
Yeah. That's probably
funny.
So.
That's funny.
But it was good. And nobody really got on my nerves that bad. I know that's what most people were wondering about. Nobody got on my nerves. And I didn't get on anybody else's nerves, of course. So
There was that. Cute that you think that.
No, I didn't. I pretty much minded my business.
Yeah.
You know, don't interact with Indiana people, you know.
Don't be rude.
What?
Just don't be rude.
No, I'm kidding. But when your cousin-in-law, your cousin's wife, said that she listens and watches and all that stuff to us all the time, mm-hmm. I immediately started going, oh, wait, have I said anything that I, you know, sounded like I wasn't joking about her family or Indiana or anything like that? And I couldn't come up with anything.
Well, he has.
Hmm?
You have.
I have what?
You've said a lot of things about Indiana and
but it's all sounds like I'm joking though.
Yeah,
I, you know,
sounds like it or are you?
Sounds like it.
God.
So there.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of, you know, it's weird to say you had a good time going to a relative's funeral, but you know.
But she would want you to say that.
Yeah, I know. I know.
It's just yeah.
I always thought she had kind of a thing for me. I never told you about it because I didn't.
She didn't.
I didn't want to stir up any drama or anything.
Oh, gosh, please. Hmm. So you're going to somehow make this about you?
Well, now that she had passed.
She did not.
Because, you know, I've always said that about your mama, too.
You're weird.
I think your mama has a thing for me.
Okay.
All right. So on that note, we'll take a break.
So sick.
Okay. And then we'll give you the latest statistics on Jody's birthday celebrations and what's Jody watching now? Ooh, how fun, y'all. That's coming up next.
More from TJ and Jody's house next.
Let's go.
It's TJ and Jody's house on the Radio Button Network.
Okay, so Jody's birthday was April 10th. And as of the time of this airing, it is April 22nd. And she is still having celebratory activities around her birthday. So last week, what did you have? Did you have two, like a lunch and then a...
Mm-mm.
Okay, what
did you... Oh, well, yeah. Hold on. So I had a dinner with three friends.
Mm-hmm.
And then the next day I went with one of those friends on a little shopping day out of town. And then she bought my lunch.
Because it's still your birthday.
Which I did not want her to do.
And, so before that, though, on the week of your birthday, you had like three different get-togethers. Lunches, dinners, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
And then you have another one next week. This week, right?
Mm-hmm. And then a lunch in the first week in May.
Okay. Well, so you have one this week and then another one next week for your birthday?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Well, here's the thing. I know it sounds ridiculous, but, I mean, everybody's busy. Everybody has different things to do. And, it's just a thing we do. I try when it's any of these friends of mine that have done this, I try to go do the same for them. Yeah. Well, I do the same for them on their birthdays.
Right. So, but I'm just saying that.
So you're making it sound like, I don't know.
No, I'm not saying that you're out there constantly going, it's still my birthday.
No.
It's still my birthday. I'm just saying that, you know, I don't know. It's kind of the difference between men and women, because men would be like, oh, man, you can't make it to my birthday. It sucks. Man. All right, we'll catch you next year kind of thing. Whereas women want to always, even if it's a birthday that has been a month away or whatever, you know, then they'll still come back and go, I never got to take you to lunch for your birthday, mm-hmm. so we've got to go. And you think that's because they've got a gift that's sitting there waiting that they see all the time? It's just like, I got to get this gift.
I don't know.
Because men don't do that. They don't run out and buy gifts for their friends' birthdays and all that.
No.
But this is funny. I forgot about this part of the trip to Indiana. So this was the first time that Jody had seen her family since her birthday. So her mom and her sister gave her birthday gifts while we were in Indiana together.
Yeah.
And she actually got two birthday gifts from her sister.
Mm-hmm.
So why did you get two?
Because my sister had a big envelope in the back of her car for 1 year, last year's birthday, of a birthday gift for me that she forgot about. And it had my address on it, had her return address. But because my sister has such a problem going to the post office, she never did. So it sat back in that back seat for 1 year. Yeah. And then
it was in the pocket behind her seat, like she didn't even know it was there. The pockets that are attached to the back of the driver's seat and the passenger seat. It was down in there.
I think it was my little nephew that found it.
Mm-hmm.
And so she brought it to me. And so it was my present from last year.
Still in the envelope.
Still in the envelope.
Addressed. So Jody and her sister are opposites when it comes to that kind of stuff. But you got two gifts out of her.
I did. Finally. It's a cool LSU shirt. I love it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
Right. But it's out of style now because it's so old.
No, it's not. That was funny, though. She sent me a, she always sends me like those TikToks or real, whatever. I don't know what they are. But it was a girl on there with a cup of coffee and she's walking real fast. And the other girl holds out her hand and she says, hey, this is for you. Okay, so today I have run this, done this, da 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 da. And then she goes, and what have you done? And the girl goes, uh-huh. And then the caption said, when your older sister does everything before 7 o'clock in the morning and I've done nothing. So that's how we are.
Yeah. Yeah, her sister's a loser.
No, she's not.
Yes, she is.
It's funny.
All right. So you got at least two more on the horizon of get togethers for your birthday.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
That's cool.
Sure.
And
I love it. I think it's wonderful. And I do fun.
Too. I'm not saying it's not. I'm just saying it's just,
my friends
just
mean a lot
out,
to me.
Pointing out the difference. Just pointing out differences.
Uh-huh.
I'm actually showing how loved you are, Jody. Oh my God. And hey, and John and Joan Q Public out there, they know exactly what I'm talking about because they love you the same. They do. They don't even know you. And they love you. Mm-mm-mm. It must be so wonderful to have such a blessing of people just loving you all the time.
And I love them right now.
Loving all over you. Mm-mm-mm. All right. So what are you watching on the TV now? What reality shows? Because you don't watch anything but reality
right
shows.
Right now, it's a lot going on with reality, yeah. So I watch Summer House on Bravo. I watch TLC, Seven Lil Johnsons, which you always are saying I say funny.
It's Johnstons, right?
Johnstons.
Yeah.
And then
I was just saying the other day, the only thing I was saying is that the reason that you're against taking any kind of gummies or whatever is because one of the Seven Little Johnstons had a bad reaction to a Delta 8 gummy.
That's not the reason. You're so weird.
But are you not freaked out? Or did you not come to me freaked out about that?
I was freaked out about that, but that's, I don't, yeah.
You wouldn't have done it anyway. I'm just saying that that's...
I don't do that business.
That was your scared straight if you had ever thought about doing it. Seven Little Johnstons.
And I'm watching Little People, Big World. On TLC. And what else? Oh, Vanderpump Rules. And I'm watching the spinoff kind of that, The Valley.
Oh, there's a spinoff of Vanderpump.
Well, not really a
which
spinoff.
Which is a spinoff of A Real Housewife,
no,
right?
No.
No.
Wait, yeah. But yeah. The Valley only has one couple that was on Vanderpump. And then there's all new couples. And they live in the Valley now because they all have kids.
But that's still... counts as a spinoff.
And I don't even lie, sometimes I watch Jersey Shore because I've always watched that. What else am I watching?
What about 1,000 Pound Sisters? Is that on?
It's off right now.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
But
no,
the other night, you and when I went to bed Thursday night, you and little friend Jenny and handsome husband Michael were watching My 600-Pound Life or whatever that
is. I've never watched that.
But you liked it.
Not really. I mean, I watched it, but it's not something I would ever like sit down and go, ooh, I got to watch this tonight. It makes me sad.
Well, there's a show on Max called Take My Tumor that you should watch.
Gross. I'm not watching tumors. weirdo.
I don't watch that.
And then there was another one that came on right after the 600 pound that we started watching. I can't remember what it was, but the doctor was very cute.
And that's why you won't watch the 600 pound life one, because isn't that what that is the name of it?
Yeah.
Right?
Oh, he's mean. I like him, but I like watching him because he's kind of mean.
Yeah.
He's a mean doctor. Oof.
They just, if they don't do what they're supposed to do, he doesn't, you know.
And they'll be crying, please give me another chance. No, you had enough chances. I'm like, ooh.
So you don't know the name of the one with the hot doctor?
No, but he's so cute. He's out of Atlanta.
Mm-hmm.
He, your handsome husband, Michael friend, he looked it up and he said that he was supposed to do Tammy on 1,000 pound sisters surgery, and he told her no. And then, but he ended up doing her sister.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What are their names? Tammy and what?
Oh my God, my mind's blank now. Shoot. I can't remember. But he did hers. But is Tammy had hers done too. But I think Tammy's doctor's real nice though.
It's not Kathy, is it?
No.
But those are all the exciting shows that Jody watches.
Well, what do you watch?
I haven't been watching much at all.
He watches something that puts me to sleep all the time. What's that?
Good Eats.
Oh.
Alton Brown.
Ugh. He came there the other day and said, you want to come learn about edamame? You like edamame? I like it. I don't want to learn about it.
It's a show I used to watch on Food Network all the time. And it was on for 15 seasons or so, and they had some recent seasons. They brought it back for a couple of seasons. Mm-hmm. But it shows the science behind cooking. So,
yeah,
it teaches a lot of different things, and it's good.
I'm proud of you, though. You've gotten off of the horrific crime stuff.
Like what?
So you're watching the cooking now. So you're not watching the scary stuff.
I still watch the show called Evil Lives Here.
Oof.
But that's no different than that documentary that we watched the other night, and you like that.
I know, called, and I don't mind
what
that.
What did Jen do, or Jen did what, or whatever it was called.
Jen Pan. But yeah. I would watch that every now and then, but to watch it consistently like you do,
Yeah.
Nope.
And it was funny, it's a new documentary about this case, and I had to tell all of them ahead of time, okay, don't ask me any questions about what I think, who did this or whatever, because I know the case. And then they started, well, you've seen this show. We don't want to watch it if you've seen it. It's a brand new show. I just know the case. And if you ask me questions about it, it's not fair if I tell you, because I do know what happens in the thing. And then they go, Jenny goes, wow.
Is it on Netflix?
The new documentary is on Netflix.
And it's called What Did Jen Do?
Yeah.
You watch it.
Yeah. So, anyway, I'm just too smart. And then when I try to say, don't ask me because I know this and I can't tell you because I don't want to ruin it for you, it wouldn't be my guessing about it. It's so difficult being me.
Toot, you know?
So
he's always tooting his horn, isn't he?
Difficult. Being me.
Tooty toot toot.
All right, so that is it. TJ and Jody's house. Another one is in the can.
In the vault.
That's right. So thank you for watching and listening and for loving us. Because we love you right back.
Love you back.
Talk to you next time.
Ta-da.
There you go.
You're not doing yours?
Oh.
It's TJ and Jody's house on the Radio Button Network.